The 2016 presidential polls consistently reported that Donald Trump would never be president. Now we know, of course, that they were wrong, but what are the polls saying for the 2020 election? Data experts are warning now that the media is making the same mistakes this year that they did 4 years ago. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Eric Schickler, UC Berkeley Professor of Political Science. Thank you very much for talking to us tonight. Refresh our memory. What went wrong on 2016? Why was the polling so bad?
Well, so interestingly, the polling did okay when it came to the national numbers, the popular vote with Hillary Clinton defeating Trump. They expected Clinton to win by a couple points, and she did. Where the polls went wrong was in the states, in particularly Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, where the polls, you know, dramatically underestimated how well Donald Trump would do there.
Were there theories as to why that was the case in the states?
Yeah, I think the biggest problem was that low education individuals who have lower education tend to respond less to surveys, and Donald Trump did extremely well among less educated white voters, relative even to past Republican candidates. And those voters didn't show up as much in the polls because they weren't responding. And the state polls failed to weight the electorate, essentially, to account for the fact that these individuals weren't responding as much to the surveys.
As a result, did pollsters change the methodology and make a concerted effort to go after these people who had not responded?
That's a great question. Some high-quality pollsters are doing that, but to be honest, it varies quite a bit. And part of why we see some very different numbers out of some of these key states right now has to do with these differences in method. And I think one should be really cautious in looking at the state-level polls right now as a result.
Talk about the evolution of this technology, if you will, this science around this. In what ways is technology making the forecasting easier or complicating it?
So the biggest complication is that as cell phones and social media proliferated, people are much less likely to respond to surveys. And so and that makes it harder to get a representative sample. In a lot of these surveys, literally only 2, 3, 4% of the people who are called ever respond. And so that makes it really hard to weight it to be representative. On the plus side, as we have more and more ways to reach people with internet polling and so on, there have been statistical techniques that have been developed that are a lot more sophisticated and at least in principle able to correct for a lot of these errors or problems.
So the internet polling, is that one area in particular that could be honed and could eventually replace people being surveyed over the phone?
So scholars have been moving more toward internet-based polls. They have their own challenges because it's hard to recruit a representative sample on the internet, but some of the best performing pollsters in recent years have been using essentially panels of internet respondents. And in those cases, they have so much information about the individuals, like their consumer data and so on, that they are able to do a pretty good job of weighting them to be more representative.
All right. Professor, thanks for making some time for us. Appreciate it. Again, that's UC Berkeley Professor of Political Science, Eric Schickler.